Takes it and he's doing the touchy down.
We must have come back and after
that. By the time we finish eating.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, Tess Sivan, 20th of May, Rabbi Svi Marmerstein Schlita, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs.
Okay. I'd like to speak about Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Rashi tells us that we learn it from Ushmartem es HaMatzis. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs means you don't pass over a mitzvah. If you've got no opportunity to do a mitzvah, then you do the mitzvah straight away. You don't pass over this mitzvah in order to do a second mitzvah. Right? So, Rashi tells us that where do we learn this from? It says, Ushmartem es HaMatzis, you should guard the matzahs, and we darshan Ushmartem es HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah haboli yodcha al tachmitzeno. If you've got an opportunity, don't leave that mitzvah just to become chomitz. Rather do that mitzvah immediately, and the next mitzvah you'll get to when you've done this mitzvah. Okay, that's the basic din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Let me give you a few examples, interesting examples of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and we'll say Shtikl Torah. Maybe we'll be able to come out with some lemaisa from it. First one is the classic case, which probably everyone knows, is the case of talis and tefillin. Yeah, your talis is meant to be put on before the tefillin, and because the talis is less kaddish than your tefillin is more kaddish, dusha chamura. But what happens if your tefillin are put in your bag and they're closer to you, closer to the entrance of your bag? So you put your hand in and you hit your tefillin immediately before taking your talis. So now there's an issa of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You can't go along and put your tefillin down and say, I forgot about that, let's quickly take out the talis. Because you're not allowed to be mavir on this mitzvah. Mitzvah habali yodcha al tachmitzena. You've already got one mitzvah in front of you. You've got to deal with that mitzvah. That's the basic din which everyone is familiar with. Come back to that in a minute. So there is a heterium in that to be maniach your tefillin. Another also case that we're also quite familiar with is on Friday night. You're meant to cut the bottom challah. The Ramal Paskins are pi Kabbalah. You're meant to take the bottom challah and cut the bottom challah. Now, the problem is if the top challah is closer to you, and the chayra, there should be a problem of being a mavirin al mitzvahs. And the Bach asks this as a kasha. He says, I don't understand the Ramal. Surely there's a basic problem of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. When it comes to Kabbalah and Halacha, whenever we have a steer between Kabbalah and Halacha, we always follow Halacha. So how can we cut the bottom challah although the top challah is closer to you? That's the second shaila. Another shaila,
you turn it, right.
So the Mishnah Berurah says you bring it closer to you. Bring it closer to you. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah. His kasha is a kasha on the Ramah, which says that you cut the bottom one without giving that solution. So maybe we can be miyash of that at the end of the shtickle. A third interesting shaila, which the Chai Odom speaks about, is a soldier. If you've got a soldier who has to be mechal something, he has to either be mechal, today's, let's say, Friday, and it's going to become Shabbos, next day, and he has to travel either on Friday or on Shabbos. If he travels on Friday, then he's going to miss his talis and tefillin, he's going to miss tefillah. He can't travel and put on his talis and tefillin, it just doesn't work. He can't daven whilst he's travelling. So he's got either losing his tefillah and his talis and tefillin on Friday, or he can have to travel on Shabbos and be mechal Shabbos. This is the days where being a soldier was pekuach nefesh, and he had to do one or the other. The question is, which one should he do? So, there's a suggestion, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Mitzvah habol yodcha al tach mitzena. Take first things first. So it's Friday today. You've got a chiyuv of talis and tefillin, and tefillah. Go and daven, and put on your talis and tefillin today. Tomorrow you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. Too bad. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. The question is, do we say such a thing? So that's the Chai Odom Shaila. We'll come back to that later. Fourth Shaila, which someone asked me this year, interesting Shaila, it came to Chanukah time, and this fellow moved into a new house on Chanukah. He just got his mezuzahs, and he's got his mezuzah in his pocket, he's coming home at Nacht. And the shaila is, what does he do first? Does he put up his mezuzah? Or does he put up his, does he do the neiris? Both of them, he's got two mitzvahs to follow. You'll say one's the rice and one's the arbonim. But the question is, do we say a mavuna la mitzvahs? As he passes through the door, l'chayri he's not got a chiyuv to put on his mezuzah, because a mavuna la mitzvahs, that's the first thing he meets. He meets the door. So by the chassidim who light at the door, maybe there's two things, babas achas, but if you're literature and you light by the window, so as he walks through this front door, he puts the l'chayri, you have a problem of a mavuna la mitzvahs. How can he leave that mitzvah?
On his hand. Maybe only if it's got in his hand,
but
it was just in his pocket.
Oh, so that, according to the Maghavaram, we'll come on to that in a minute. And a fifth shayla.
The key of mezuzah,
that's the
key of mezuzah. Because he's passing the door.
Passing the door. So the question is, what's in the chayv? Is it the chayv? So, yeah, come on to that. A fifth shaila is a Hatzalah medic comes to the a scene, and he sees two people, and one of them he knows, and he wants to treat him, right? But the problem is the fellow who's before him, let's say he doesn't know him, but still a chayra, there's a problem of a mavrin on a mitzvah. He's got an opportunity to do a mitzvah and save someone's life. So, there should be a problem with Imam Vina Mitzvah. So, we'll get back to all these examples. But first, we'll go through the Makor and I'll say a little bit of a vort in Imam Vina Mitzvah. So, we'll start with the Gemara in Menachos. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara on Menachos, Daf Samach Talad on the base, says the following din. The Mishnah tells us, Mitzvahs ha'ima lahavi min ha'arif. Now, I can still, after the drosh we just heard, that we're still shaykh to shvuas, and we're still within the 7 days that we don't say tachnun, so we can still speak about mitzvah sa'ima. Right? The Gemara says that the mitzvah of to bring the korban oima, you had to bring it from the koriv, from the closest part to the Beis HaMikdash. That means that when they cut the tvua for the korban oima, they had to bring it from something which was close to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says if you didn't bring it from the Korev, you bring it from wherever you can bring it from, right? The Gemara wants to know, why is this? Where does it come from? My timer, says the Gemara. So the Gemara gives two reasons. The first reason is, Ibois Eima Mishum Karmel. The Torah says Karmel, describing the Korban Eima is Karmel. What does Karmel mean? Karmel means it's soft, right? Now, the Korban Oima, the Tvua from the Korban Oima, has to remain soft. If he goes and takes it from somewhere which is far from Yerushalayim, yeah, he's got a field where he wants to collect it, it's his own field, let's say, which is far from Yerushalayim, by the time he brings that Tvua back, it's going to be dry, it's going to be hard, it's not karma. The second reason the Gemara says, V'ibayis Eima, Mishum De'ein Mavuna Lamitzus. You've got an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you've got to do the mitzvah. So, the first opportunity that you have is the first tvua that you meet. So that's why you've got to take it from the closest part to Yerushalayim, because of Eimavirunala mitzvahs. That's the second reason given in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara doesn't say nafkamina. The Brisker Rav asks, but there should be a nafkamina between the two. Can anyone think of a nafkamina? Nafkamina. Okay, but it's something which could be used for a mitzvah, which has also got, and it's interesting that that's also considered like a chef to the mitzvah. But what would be a nafkamina between the two? Take as Carmel or as a mavuna la mitzvah?
Tupperware or a portable freezer.
Okay, maybe today that would be a nafkamina.
Keep it fresh until it gets still dry out.
Yeah, if we had that kind of thing today, yeah, with a
scorched field nearby.
A scorched field nearby, so it won't be caramel. And Ochanami. Brisker Rav says a different nafkamina. He says, what happens if someone was over? What happens if someone was over and he didn't take min ha-korev l'shalayim? Out of the drosh of caramel, he's got to go back and take from the Korev Yerushalayim, because the Maaseh is going to be dry by the time he gets it to Yerushalayim, takes it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be dry. But if as a mavirin al mitzvahs, Adrabba. Now, once you've been mavir the first lot, you went past the first opportunity, now you've got to the second field. The second field, a mavir na mitzvah faket, will demand of you that you have to take it from here now. Because this is now the mitzvah bal yodcha. That is the Brisker Rav's ha'ora on the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara bring this nafgamina? Okay. Bear that ha'ora in mind. I'm going to go through a tosis now. And we'll see a similar kind of ha'ora on tosis. Tosis, interessante tosis. Tosis asks this kasha three times in Shas. One in Menachos, one in Yuma, and one in Megillah. Same kasha, he asks like this. We've said a klal of ein mavirin al mitzvos. Now there's a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says a fascinating shayla, a fascinating din, halacha really. It says when the we're talking about chatos apnimis. The chatos apnimis have zrika on the mizbech apnimi, right? On the mizbech azov. Yeah? So they do the kohen does the zrika on the mizbech azov. And he's coming out from the kodesh with his cup of shirayim. It means he's already done his zrika. And now there's a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim. He's got to pour the shirayim out. Where's that mitzvah done? Where does he do the shvicha shirayim? He does it on the yisoid of mizbech hachitzen. So he's coming out of the heichal, he's coming out of the kodesh, with his shirayim, and he's going to pour it on mizbech hachitzen. Now the question is, where does he pour it on mizbech hachitzen? There was two holes on the yisoid. So imagine he's coming from, let's say, here's the kodesh, and he's coming out this way, in this direction, and he's coming towards the mizbech hachitzen. There's two holes. So there's one on the Marovi side, and one on the Droimi side. So the question is, which one does he pour it on? Does he pour it on the Marovi or the Droimi? So the Gemara says, you pour it on the yisoid Marovi. Marovi. Why? Gemara Darshan is a pasuk. It says al Pesach oil moed, asher Pesach oil. It's a lashon pasuk. The Amakra el yisoid mizbeach oila asher Pesach oil moed. It's got to be on the yisoid which is connected the Pesach. Which is the yisoid which is connected the Pesach? The Maravi, because that's the one. Yeah, that's exactly opposite the period. If he goes round the corner, that will be the drum. Right. So that's the Gemara. Frektos' eyes in the kasha, l'chayr, there should be a problem of ein mavir na mitzvos. Why does the Gemara have to come onto a posuk? Because asher pesach oil moed. Why do you have to come onto a posuk? Tepuk lei, there is a din of ein mavir na mitzvos. And l'chayr, this is the first one that he meets.
And that would be the same, the outcome would be the same.
The outcome would be the same, yes. It's tepuk lei. Why do you need a posuk? Tos is asking, why do you need a posuk? Tepuk lei, because ein mavir na mitzvos.
Because if the mitzvah is should be at Gorom, it's not a mavir, it should be there. If the mitzvah would have been there.
You're answering yeah. Tosis' kasha, that what?
If the chiyuv was, would be to put it on the Gorom side.
I know, but the chayyim were trying to tell me that you do it on the Maravi side. Now, there's two reasons you could give: either exerus and kosev, or because of mavirim. Why do we need? Why does the pasuk need to tell me an extra pasuk if we could work it out from an old din of mavirim on mitzvahs?
Do we take on? I suppose we do that the mitzvah of shvicha is actually a mitzvah rather than just getting rid of what's left.
Yeah, so yes. It is a form of mitzvah.
Is it actually a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah? Or pshat, this is what's left and that's where you dispose of it?
No, so it is a mitzvah. The question is the mizbeach considered like a chefetz of a mitzvah? That's a separate shayla. But it is a mitzvah, definitely a mitzvah to be shefetz the shirayim, yeah. So, Tosis asks that kasha. Tosis gives three different terutzim. First go with the Tosis in Menachos' teretz, which is very similar to Tosis in Yuma, and he says like this. He says
that's
the Tosis in Menachos, which is asking a kasha from Zvachim. Tosis in Menachos on this sugya, Samchat Aladom and Beis, yeah. She asks a kasha from the Gemara in Zvachim, and he answers as follows. He says, we only say Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs B'mokim, where you've got two mitzvahs. And you want to do two mitzvahs. The question is, which order of the mitzvahs do you do them? So then the Torah says, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, you've got a mitzvah lefanov, so do this one first. Don't do that. Masha Ein Kein, when you're only doing one, the shayla is which one to do, Like, for example, in the case of Shvicha, there's only one Shvicha. The shayla is, where should I do my Shvicha? Then, says Tosis, then you don't, there's no klal of Eim Avin and Mitzvah. You can't use Eim Avin and Mitzvah to determine the mokim where you're going to do it.
Okay.
Oh, very good, Kasha. So the Shitta asked that Kasha. I don't know if there'll be time to get into that, but the Maisa, that's the Shitta's Kasha. Should ask the Kasha. The problem is Tosis himself uses Omer and says that Omer is two. Okay. It's a separate Kudu. Okay. Akabon, that is Tosis Teretz in Menachos. Tosis in Megillah asks the same Kasha and he gives Bechora a much more obvious Teretz. And that's going to be a Kasha. Why does Tosis in Menachos not say the more obvious Teretz? What's this? What's the Tosis in Megillah's Teretz? Tosis says the chora, the difference between the pasuk and Eim Avin al Mitzvahs is that the pasuk would be ma'akov b'di'evet. Eim Avin al Mitzvahs is only alechatchila. That means, like we spoke out before, what happens if the guy went past the mitzvah? Eim Avin al Mitzvahs is not going to tell me that I have to go back to the original mitzvah. Pashtus. Eim Avin al Mitzvahs. And therefore, that is why we need the pasuk of El Pesach El Moed. The pasuk telling me by Shvicha Shirayin is to tell me that if you went past and you went to the Yisoid Droimi and you tried to be Shofachit there, you've now got to go back to the Yisoid Maravi and pour the dam in the Yisoid Maravi. Masha Inkin asks, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvah, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvah will say, ah, it wasn't good that you went past it, but now that you're here, pour it here. So that's the Tosis in Megillah's Teretz. Yeah? That means if B'di'evet, if you went past and you went to the Yisoid Roimi, do you have to go back? Als Eim Avin al Mitzvahs, you don't need to go back. But als Pesach, this Gezeiras HaKosav, you do need to go back. And that's why, says Tosis, that's why the Gemara had to come on, the Gemara in Zvachim had to come on to this Pasuk. Okay?
You're assuming he's got blood left over.
So let's say he hasn't pulled it. Let's say he hasn't pulled it then. But he's gone past the. Okay. Let's say he's still got blood to it. Yeah. Okay. So these are the two ha'oras that we're making on the one, which is a ha'ora on the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara give an obvious nafkamina between the two tamim of Carmel and Eim Avin al Mitzvahs? There should be a nafkamina of Lechatchila and B'di'evet. Ha'ora number one. And ha'ora number two is. On Tosis, which asks a kasha from the Gemara in Zvachim, why do you need a pasuk? Typically, I say Mavirin and Mitzvahs. You should have said like Tosis and Megillah, very simply, because there's a difference between Lechatchil and B'diyam. Okay, those are two aras.
Can I ask him? Now that he went to the drawing,
yeah,
and he stood there, he's either poured or he hasn't poured. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'll say Mavirin, he should pour into the drain.
Yeah.
He should stay there.
Yeah, 100%.
So there's no argument that they should go back to the Marov.
100%. 100%.
So that's what he's done.
So that's why, Lechur, you need a posuk of Pesach El Moed to tell me go back to the Maravi. Because otherwise, as you're saying, you have to ask Eim Mavirin and Mitzvah Faker.
Stay there.
Yeah. So those are the two haras. In order to answer these two haras, I'd like to declare Chakira, which I saw the Becheskel Abramsky in Chazon Yecheskel speaks about it. He says like this. How do we understand Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs? Is Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs a Gavra Dikadin or a Chefta Dikadin? Is it a Gavra Dikadin that means that Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs, you've got an opportunity to do a Mitzvahs, you have to be Zoris. You have to be Zoriz and you have to do it at the first opportunity. Don't leave the mitzvah over here. You've got an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Do that mitzvah which is in front of you. Otherwise, it's a chesaron in you that you haven't been Zoriz. Your hisyachsus to the mitzvah has been lacking. Yeah? That's the first tzad. Or do you say the opposite way around? It's a cheftza dikadin. That means every cheftza in this world has got a zchus that it can be used for a mitzvah. So Ke'ilu, the Cheftza, stands and demands of a person that he should be used for a mitzvah. So Eim Avin al Mitzvah means because it's a schus that this Cheftza has that it can be used for a mitzvah. Don't pass over it. It's not din in you. Yeah? The classic case of Gavra and Cheftza would be, let's say, by Achilas. You can have two kinds of Achilas. You can have Achila mitzad the Gavra and Achila mitzad the Cheftza. What's an Achila mitzad the Gavra? Let's say, I'd say, matzah or challah is easier. Yeah, challah, the mitzvah to eat challah on Shabbos, suda, is lechem, it's din in you. You have to have oinik Shabbos. It's not din that the challah has to be eaten. It's a din that you have to eat the challah. Right? When it comes to korbonos, it's also din achila. It's not din that you have to eat the korban, it's a din that the korban has to be eaten by you. Right? There's mitzvah on this korban to be eaten. And you can't have noisa, korban has to be eaten. It can't be left over the next day. If it's left over, then there's a problem. That means because it has to be eaten by you. That's the classic difference between gavra and chesed. So the same shali is clearing over here by Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. Do we say Eim Avirin al mitzvahs dahainu? That's a din that you've got to be mesiachis to this mitzvah and you can't just pass over the mitzvah. You've got to be zoriz and got to do that mitzvah. Or zavot, no. Eim Avirin al mitzvahs means this chesed demands of you that you should be using it for a mitzvah. What's a nafka minna? Nafka minna is b'dievet. Do you need to go back to that mitzvah? If you've already passed over that mitzvah, do you need to go back to it? If it's a zchus chevtza, then we can understand that maybe you have to go back to it now. Because it demands, it had a right to be used for a mitzvah, and you were maver over it, you went past it, you went to the yisoid droimi. That chevtza demands of you, that yisoid marovi will demand of you, come back to me. Why did you just leave me over here? I could have been used for a mitzvah. So therefore you have to go back to it. Ashenk, if you hold it, it's just as chus gavra. If it's a din in the gavra, then faket. You weren't zoris, but now, faket, like you said before, you've got to do it now. So that would be miyash of both kashas. If you hold it as chus chefta, it would be miyash of the kasha of the Gemara and miyash of the Tosis.
If he has for and if he didn't do it, he would have to go back and do it? But you said if it's... If it's just...
If it's a gavra dikadin, then you don't have to go back and do it. If it's a chesed dikadin, you do have to go back to do it. Right? Okay. So now, before we get to our hechtimtzes, I just want to bring the Tosis in Megillah. Chera is a mefurish. He asked for mefurish Gemara in Megillah. Against... Tavvov. Tavvov and based in Megillah. Tosis asks Mefurish Akasha against the Tosis and Menachas. And when we see this Tosis and Megillah, we'll be able to take this vot a little bit further. Tosis asks that there's a Mefurish Gemara, which says that Eim Avirin al mitzvahs applies even by one mitzvah. Let's remember, we mentioned Tosis and Menachos. Tosis and Menachos says that the different, when do we say Eim Avirin al mitzvahs? We only say Eim Avirin al mitzvahs when you've got two mitzvahs. And the shaila is, which order are you going to do them? So then Eim Avirin al mitzvahs says the first one comes first. When you've got one mitzvah, we're not sure where to do it, we don't say it. The Chayr is a Mefurish Gemara on Megillah, that vav on the base, which tells me that Eim Avirin al mitzvahs is even by one mitzvah. Where's that? The Gemara's got a shaila there if you've got two adars. And the shaila is, which ador do you read the Megillah? So one man to Omar, Reb Lazar Berbiesi says that you do it in Ador Rishon. You read the Megillah in Ador Rishon. Why? Because Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. Mitzvah bol yod chal tach mitzena. You've got the first opportunity, do it then. Frek Tosis and Megillah, how can you, Tosis and Menachos, say there's a difference between two and one? Here we've got Mefurish Gemara, which tells me even by one mitzvah, then there's Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. So how's Tosis and Menachos going to answer it? So maybe we can take this vort a bit further. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky came along and said that Tosis and Menachos holds it as Chus Gavra. As Chus Chefta, right? The chefza, Eim Avirin al mitzvahs is a chefza de kedin. But that is only when you've got a chefza de mitzvah. If you've got an item, or yesoid, zrika, something which can be considered like a chefza de mitzvah, then you've got a din of Eim Avirin al mitzvahs, and the chefza demands of you to use it. Masha Enkein, in the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara Megillah is not talking about any chefts over there. There's no chefts over there. We're talking about a zman. We're talking about a zman. There is no chefts. So there would be moida that it's a gavradika din. There's another din. And if you look at Rashi, it's very, very meduic. Now I'm running out of time. But Rashi says, if you look at Rashi in Megillah and Rashi in Yomot, it says the same thing as Rashi as Menachos. Rashi in Megillah says, when he's speaking about the Zman, he uses a lotion of Eimavirin ala mitzvahs. He says, Mishibol liyodi aktim lasois, which is very stark mashma, that's the gavra de kedim. It comes to my hand, aktim lasois, I will be maktim to do it. It's a din in me. Masha Enkein, the Rashi, in Yuma, when also going on Eimavirin, he says, Hapoigeya b'mitzvah lo yavar mimeno. Someone who bumps into a mitzvah, lo yavar mimeno, don't leave that mitzvah, which is very stark mashma, it's a chefza de kedin. So what we're saying is as follows. We're saying, if there's a chefza to talk about, we're talking about Kronos of Mizbeach, or we're talking about barley, which you're cutting for the mincha, yeah? There's a chefza to talk about. Then there's Eimavirin is a din in a chefza. Nafgamina would be that you'd have to go back to it, according to Tosis, according to that shit of Tosis. Masha Enkin, when we're talking about Zman, there is no chefza to talk about. There's no chefza to mitzah. If there's no chefza to mitzah, then we don't say Eimavirin in the chefza. Then we've got to do this new gavradika din, and kan shtickle kuyah. So let's go back now to some of the cases that we spoke about. Let's say let's take the Bach's Kasha. The Bach's Kasha, which we said was on Friday night. Yeah, Ramal Paskins, that which challah do you cut? So on Friday night, it says you cut the bottom challah. Hashtas, because the bottom challah is shaykh to he doesn't explain what the Kabbalah is. You have to ask someone who knows a bit of Kabbalah for that. But I thought that the pshat is because night is always din, and din is always the makabel, right? And therefore, you cut the bottom challah. The day is always represents chesed, which is mashpia. That's why you cut the top challah. Okay, I don't know if I'm right or wrong about that, but irrelevant. That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah says that you cut the bottom challah Friday night, top challah on Shabbos day. And the Kasha, the Bach asks, surely there's a problem with Eimavirin al mitzvahs. Why are we looking at Kabbalah? Look at halacha. Whenever we have a conflict between Kabbalah and halacha, surely we find halacha. It's a deraisa. We brought this apostle. Hey, Hashmartim as amatzis, ein mavirinus al mitzvahs. Yeah, we dodge in this apostle. And more than that, he asked the kasha, it's a stira. We find that by matzis, by leil haseder, what happens? We take the top matzah and we make the brocha from the top matzah. We beit seya from the top matzah. Why? Because it ain't mavirin al mitzvahs. That's a good kasha. According to this, you have to understand that this whole din is only when it's a chefta de mitzvah. A challah is not a chefta de mitzvah. No one's going to say that challah is a chefta de mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should eat the challah. It's din in your own shabbos. Yeah, but there's no one's going to tell me that the challah is a chefta de mitzvah. If according to Tosis says that the whole din of Eimavirin al mitzvahs is only when you meet into a chefza, when you've got a chefza, which is a chefza de mitzvah, that's when we say Eimavirin al mitzvahs. Challah, no one's going to say that a challah is a chefza de mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should eat the challah, not the challah should be eaten. No one's going to tell you that's a chefza de mitzvah. Mashenke matzah, matzah is a chefza de mitzvah. Matzah is made with lishma. There's dinim to the matzah, there's a tzura to the matzah has to be made in a certain way. That is a chefza de mitzvah. There's no difference between a matzah and a lulav. Tefillin is a highest, got a Shem mitzvah and it's Kedusha as well, but it's definitely a matzah is a chesed mitzvah. Mash engi challah not. You'd be miyash of the Bach's Kasha. And then the Shaila of let's say, take about the Shaila of Mezuzah. We ask the Shaila, someone on who's got his mezuzahs in his pocket, he moves into a new dira and it's Lil Chanukah. Which one does he do first? Is there a problem with Eimavirin al mitzvahs? And as he passes the front door, he's got to put on the mezuzah. That's a gishmak yishayla. Now we have to care about, is the mezuzah itself a chefza de mitzvah? That means which demands of you, lo yavar mimeno. Do we say the doorpost, as you go past it, that's demanding of you, lo yavim imen, or do we say no, the actual mezuzah is not a chef to the mitzvah? Being in your pocket would be another shayla, because the Magen Avraham holds that when it's in someone's pocket, it's not considered, once it's covered up, it's not, you're not being osik in it. That's the Magen Avraham by Talis and Tefillin. Same shayla would be for the Hatzolah shayla. If you think about the shayla there, you've got two people who need dealing with on the scene. Yeah, a Hatzolah member comes to the scene, he sees two people. Has he got a chiyuv of Ein Mavrin al Mitzvahs to deal with the first one? So you have to look at the shayla. Is this fellow who's lying on the floor and needs help, is he a chef to the mitzvah? I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say he's a chef to the mitzvah. You can do a mitzvah with him, but he's not a chef to the mitzvah. So you might not have that din of Ein Mavrin Mimena. And are you going to tell me that there is the Gavradika din that we established in Rashi, there's the other din as well? But that's only B'mokim where you have... That's only B'mokim where it's in a Zman. We only find that Gavradika din where you have the Zman.
Did you say a mezuzah is not a chetish mitzvah?
Huh?
Did you say a mezuzah is not a chetish mitzvah?
I'm saying this person is not a chef to the mezuzah.
The
mezuzah itself is a chef to the mitzvah. Everyone's masking the etzim. The doorpost isn't a chef to the mitzvah. What's the lo yavri mimen? He's got the mezuzah in his pocket. Right? So the shayla is he going, when he, let's say this was the doorpost, as he walks in the door, is that a chef to the mitzvah? Is the mezuzah itself a chef to the mitzvah? The mezuzah as in the doorpost. Okay. All right, so that's the shayla that you have to clear about, and each one is not so clear. Basically, once you establish that Ein Mavrin al-Mitzvahs is in the Cheftza, you have to clear every time, is it a Cheftza Mitzvah?
I say that Tefillin in the bag, that's okay. Tefillin in the bag, that's okay.